code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on February the 20th, 2008. For newcomers, you should look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download lots of previous talks to your heart's content. You'll be able to put a lot of the little pieces together for yourself as you listen through those talks. And that's why they're varied, because one talk on one subject can be pretty well boring. And in real life, information is scattered. That's why all information is scattered through many, 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 many books and various sources. You don't put everything in the one book. If they do, someone's pulling your leg and making a lot of money off it. But for those who want to read transcripts, printed transcripts, download them from alanwattsentinel.eu, and you'll find there's transcripts there you can download and print up and pass around, written in the various tongues of Europe. Some people have noticed that Yahoo and other servers are doing some odd things when they try to download stuff. There's breaks in them, and that's been like that all over the weekend. And I think, as I say, they're basically tapping into all the various servers and putting in direct lines to the NSA to make it much easier for everyone to be tracked, because we're living in an age of what they call is total information network. That's for the NSA to gather all the data as it happens in real time from all the information you're looking at and putting out there, all the phone conversations, faxes, all the web pages you view, that's all being taken note of. Because they want to build profiles on every one of you. And we do it so easily by looking up the different sites that intrigue us. And if you're into La La Land, and there's lots of La La Land out there, they know you're safe, you're marked down safe. You can keep roller coasting along the waves of La La Land forever, always learning, as they say, in ancient times, but never knowing. This is a time when there's never been so much information put out to the public, but it's all data. It's data. How much of it is true? Very, very little. And even the truth is mixed with programming. We were programmed to accept something and go on with our lives, and then only we'll see it actually occur in our lives, something that's supposed to come. We accept it. So calmly, predictive programming. All information is put out by the big boys in such a fashion. And nowhere else has been done on such a scale as science fiction. If you want to know the future, just look at the sci-fi movies. They give you a good idea. They always have. And it isn't that certain writers have fantastic imaginations. It's because they're chosen to be let in on what the future is going to be, and their job is to write books. Make them very fascinating for youngsters who get the idea embedded in their heads, and they will see it manifested, the real thing manifested in their life, and they'll think it's all quite natural. Be back with more after the following messages.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. Just before the break, I was mentioning there's never been a time in history when so much information is put out for the public to enjoy or be afraid of or get lost in. And this was predicted thousands of years ago by people in certain societies who said there'd be an age where there'd be running to and fro, very fast, in their words, all over the place, people just going and coming from all over the globe, and they'd be always learning, but never knowing. And that's how the trick is played. Give us lots and lots of data, and very little is factual, very little is of any real benefit to us. It's just endless, endless streams of data that take you all across the galaxy, basically, at least inside your brain, and that's where everything is. You are the microcosm, as they say. Everything happens inside you, but very little of the information is really of any benefit to people. We tend to be distracted from the main things that matter, and what does matter are the basic things to do with survival itself. Not just personal survival, but the survival of your offspring. Something that's been stolen from everyone in the socialist era in which we've all been born. An era where youngsters now think paying taxes is a good thing, they think it's supposed to help benefit everyone. That's how they've been conditioned. Of course, the same people who advocate this, these young people, haven't been around the charity hospitals, they haven't been around old age homes, they haven't seen how poorly disabled people are treated. They've seen none of it, but they think through the television mainly, through dramas, again through fiction, that there's some beautiful safety net out there for every segment of society that will take care of you if you happen to need them. They have no idea of the racketeering that goes on with tax money and how the big corporations have their hands in it, the big honey jar. Marx was quite right when he said that all wealth comes from the people, the labor, because money is just a con game to take that labor from you and then use it to get others to do more labor, making weapons and stuff like that, things to imprison you, to create this whole planet into some kind of big, fancy new 2001 21st century prison camp. And it's been done pretty successfully. They've been putting up satellites with our tax money for donkey's years. Now, a donkey's years is a long, long time. And they've also been putting up satellites to eventually control you. All the gizmos and gadgetry you're hearing about now that will do with controlling you with through ID cards or chips and so on, they've already put the satellites up there years ago to do this very task because they had all this stuff ready to go years ago. It takes time to condition the sheep to allow themselves to be branded. And that's what we're getting right now, is the build-up to a gradual, 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 until everything seems quite natural when it's actually done to you. It's like after the 2001 9/11 planned catastrophe, every media on the planet went into action asking the man in the street and the woman in the street, would you give up your freedom for security? They all did it on cue at the same time, non-stop. Would you give up your freedom for security? Then, of course, they always take the ones that answer in the affirmative and show those ones and give you statistics from those ones, and they cancel out the ones. You never see them on television that say, no, I wouldn't. That's how you give statistics to the people. It's a con game of perceptions by simply eliminating the ones that you don't want the public to hear about. And polls are very, very good at that. That's why they were invented. Statistics and polls can convince the public of anything. Part of the problem is the herd instinct. And people like to actually go with the winners. What they think are the winners. The winners are always the collective. The collective must be right, and they want to join them. So statistics are meant to fool those types of personalities to go along with a certain opinion that's been promoted. You don't want to be left out. You might be odd. Maybe something wrong with you. Years ago, too, back in the, it was actually late 60s, early 70s, they were talking about helmets that pilots could wear. They could basically shift the direction of the aircraft. It would guide it with blinks of the eye or turns of the eye and so on. And I'm sure they were much further ahead than just that. I'm sure they already had the electromagnetic imagery and pulsation they could use, and it's coming out now for the internet gradually. I'm sure they had it back in the late 60s, in fact, at very high levels of government testing. I say government cautiously because we've got to realize there's another government above the one that you think you elect. And they run the show, and they have been doing it since the beginning of the Cold War. Really, they've been doing it since, more openly, if you read their books, from World War II onwards. Then in the 70s, a movie came out, I think it was called Blue Thunder, about an advanced combat-type helicopter that was fitted with all the gadgetry that could see through walls, and it was deployed in cities like New York. And it was about the moral consequences of this and how they could invade everyone's privacy. And the movie was even asking, they're getting the public to ask, why would they need such a thing? It's all to do with martial law back in the 70s, Blue Thunder. And lo and behold, it's all here. We have them going over cities at night, they admit that. They're scanning homes, and they've got all these various devices they can see through walls, etc., etc. What a wonderful world for the shepherds, you know, the good shepherds, the ones who own the world, the ones who walk on the red carpets and have functions and wear purple, all symbols of the sun. That's what it's all about, you see, ancient societies that run this world. And the royal purple is the color you'll see basically at the twilight. The purple comes to rule the day. But it also changes throughout the day. And where else would the sun, how could it follow? What else could it follow except the red carpet as it goes round and down for the night? Then, of course, its legal system, dressed in black, take over and mix with the profane, as they call them, down below in the darkness. All symbolic of an ancient, ancient society. And getting back to monitoring the people, making their job easier. The BBC has put out a little talk there about the BBC News, and this is Wednesday the 20th of February 2008. And it's about a helmet now for your gamers. Now, it's interesting that recently Microsoft had one department working on a helmet that's to do just this very thing I'm going to read. But they also admitted they had another one working on some on a computer that they wouldn't need a helmet to use, because somehow the screen around the screen, around the frame of the screen, it would send out an electric field around the user, and it would scan your brainwave patterns. So here's this one from the 20th of February 2008, BBC News. And it says, Brain Control Headset for Gamers, by Darren Waters, technology editor, BBC News website, San Francisco. Brainwaves controlling a video game that shows you one of these touch things, and women wearing a helmet. Gamers will soon be able to interact with the virtual world using their thoughts and emotions alone. A neuro headset which interprets the interaction of neurons in the brain will go on sale later this year. It picks up electrical activity from the brain and sends wireless signals to a computer, said Tan Lee, president of U.S.-Australian firm Emotive. Emotive, interesting name from the word emotion. It allows the user to manipulate a game or virtual environment naturally and intuitively, she added. The brain is made up of about 100 billion nerve cells or neurons, which emit an electrical impulse when interacting. The headset implements a technology known as non-invasive electroencephalography, EEG, to read the neural activity. Ms. Lee said, Emotive is a neuroengineering company, and we've created a brain-computer interface that reads electrical impulses in the brain and translates them into commands that a video game can accept and control the game dynamically. See how the headset works. Headsets which read neural activity are not new, but Ms. Lee said, the Epoch was the first consumer device that can be used for gaming. It's not new at all, as I say. They had it years ago in the military. This is the first headset that doesn't require a large net of electrodes or a technician to calibrate or operate it, and does require gel on the scalp, she said. It also doesn't cost tens of thousands of dollars. The use of electroencephalography in medicine practice dates back to almost 100 years, but it's only since the 1970s that the procedure has been used to explore brain-computer interfaces. We can thank the government of Sweden for doing the testing on the prisoners. That's how they brought it in. The Epoch technology can be used to give authentic facial expressions to avatars of gamers in virtual worlds. And I'll read some of the rest of this particular blurb after the following messages. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're back with Cutting Through the Matrix, reading this particular article from the BBC to do with the new gadgets that will read your brain and your emotions as well. What they're not mentioning here, and I've mentioned on a previous talk, is that the same gadgets, of course, can also transmit certain sequences into your brain because it picks up your patterns, it styles itself after you, it reads you, and then it can give you emotions back. You see, that's what they're not mentioning here. To continue here, it said, it can also read emotions of the players and translate those to the virtual world. The headset could be used to improve the realism of emotional responses of artificial intelligence characters in games, said Ms. Lee. If you laughed or felt happy, listen to this, if you laughed or felt happy after killing a character in a game, then your virtual buddy could admonish you for being callous. If you laugh at death and slaughter, well, you're being callous. Interesting. The $299 headset has a gyroscope to detect movement and has wireless capabilities to communicate with a USB dongle plugged into a computer. The Motive said the headset could detect more than 30 different expressions, emotions, and actions. This includes excitement, meditation, tension, frustration, facial expressions such as smile, laugh, wink, shock, eyebrows raised, anger, eyebrows furrowed, and cognitive actions such as push, pull, lift, drop, rotate on six different axes. Now, years ago, the military-industrial complex were testing out some gadgetry, including microwave and laser, right to the skull, basically, technology, which could do something similar. And the Pentagon has documents on it. I have them here, too. And the whole idea was, going along with what I just read here about how they can read your different expressions, your moods, your emotions, it was to do with that, because the idea was, if you can study the fight or flight characteristics in a person, all of those things would happen if you were suddenly in danger, then if you create the same feelings in different parts of the brain, you'll bring on the exact same response as though something was there and going to terrify you, but nothing really is there. That's the other way of coming around that. Take the signs and symptoms, create the symptoms, and you'll have all of the symptoms of fight or flight. So they can read your waves, they can also put it back into your mind, and where else would they bring it in but through gaming for the children who are going to grow up and come into the next phase where they're not only having their minds read, they'll have their minds totally controlled. And it'll seem all quite natural, and mommy and daddy will say, I'll let Johnny play with his new toy. And that's how it works, very simple. The last people to know or think really are the parents. They want peace, and they don't want to be involved with their children's mental health. That's for the authorities to deal with, so many of them think today. Now we'll go to the callers. There's Dan from Tennessee who's been with me there. Dan?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
I've read a couple of your books, and I've listened to probably all your shows for the last couple of years. I've really enjoyed it. I was wanting to ask about Carlos Castaneda. I had a friend that ended up committing suicide after getting pretty deeply into his books, and he was institutionalized in a Dayton mental institution and then later committed suicide. And I was just wondering if you know anything about Castaneda.
Yeah, well, all of these books were taken along a certain format. There was many authors out there who were taking basically what used to be forms of shamanism and esoteric schools that flourished in the 1700s and 1800s. They came out with heavily borrowing from Hindu philosophy and wrapping it into a new movement. And Castaneda and others were simply rehashing the stuff that was printed back then. I know authors today who are coming out with the stuff as though it's brand new, but it's the same old stuff. They're just copying and recycling over again. It's easy money, and it's good work if you can get it or if you want to do it. And it can certainly put you into a mind-bending experience. There's different ways to create mind-altering experiences. Basic hypnosis is one, self-hypnosis another, induced hypnosis by other means as well, by even putting out formats of types of meditations and so on, and the person will actually help to bring it on themselves. And they cannot tell fact from fiction. They can't tell entertainment from fiction and fact anymore. It's all mixed together, and unfortunately lots of people go into the deep end of this kind of stuff. They want power. Most folk who are attracted into this want personal power over other people or nature or their environment. That's generally what it's about. And they hope to be able to develop powers. Most folk can't develop powers because of the fact that they do go in to get power itself. That's their main object. And it just simply doesn't happen for them. And it tends to destroy them eventually. And your friend isn't the only one that's fallen for this, and he won't be the last, because they've got plenty of modern disguised ones out there too, even amongst the supposed patriot movement, the conspiracy sites, who are also doing the same thing to lots of people as well.
Thank you a lot.
I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back with Cutting to the Matrix. And I don't know, is Dan off the line now? I guess, yes, Dan's off the line. Because it's an interesting topic. There's so much I could say on that, but people don't realize that there are people out there just rehashing stuff that was put out in the 1700s and 1800s by other authors and simply stripped off their books and rehashed as it's brand new. And lots of people have been affected by it. Those in the fringes, especially who are afraid and want personal power, go in and they get lost in this world that's very cleverly made for them, and they become a bit psychotic, eventually are depressed, or they can't find the power that they're promised, etc., and they think there's something wrong with them as they go along, especially if they join a group. That's the worst of it, because in the groups, the ones near the top pretend they have a secret and they've all experienced the ultimate, and they smile and nod to each other when they're together, and it's all bogus. They're all conning each other, but someone down below wouldn't know that. So if you don't have their power, you think there's something wrong with you, and you're sort of reject. And people just take it really seriously, and they get terribly, tremendously depressed about it. So be very careful what you allow into your mind. You are the gatekeeper of your mind, no one else. And believe you me, there's lots of shysters that want in there badly, and they're living very, very well on it, in fact, in this day and age. Now we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick? Hello? No, Rick. Okay, is... Okay, is Dave there?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have it on the screen.
Hello, Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, it's Dave Forney. We've had three nice days here where they haven't been spraying us with chemtrails.
Boasting, eh? Boasting.
I took some good video about 3 days ago. Just spectacular. They've been spraying us pretty heavy. I really appreciate your shows, and just want to say thanks for waking me up and answering a lot of questions I've had as a child. And I was just reading this article in the province, in the BC News, and it's entitled, What Will Happen in a Flu Pandemic? Experts, your favorite word, paint the scenario. We tell you about the precedent. Now find out if you're ready to deal with this disaster. And I don't know, I'd like you to comment on the article if you get a chance to read it. It seems like within the article they almost tell you when they're going to release the pandemic.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, all the testing they were doing last fall in the States, especially around the Phoenix area and Arizona, they admitted that most of it was to do with coming pandemics and containment of people, etc. They even had simulations, lots of simulations across the states, where they would give out candies as though they were actually medications, and give them free flu shots as though this was a real shot they were going to get when the pandemic broke out, and they give them a candy for doing, just like children.
Yeah.
So this is what it's about. Yeah, they will release the plague. That's the best way to bring down the population, to get fear and panic like has never been seen before. And
well,
then
the
you'll find, yeah,
the
you'll find the public.
Will,
yeah, the public will go all along with this, and they will do what they're told for safety. And you're going to see massive migrations of people being moved into where they want them to go eventually. That's part of it. A full war scare scenario is part of this agenda.
Yeah, they're talking large quarantines, and people will be at the hospitals waiting with masks on to help you and that sort of thing. And at the end of the article, it's kind of funny because they're kind of promoting the flu shot as some sort of preventative.
Yeah, it's just to get you trained and trained and trained step by step to take all the inoculations they give you if something does, or at least they claim something has broken out. And I've no doubt that whatever they give you, which is all based on faith, even the guy giving you the shot won't know what's in that. He'll believe it's what it says it is. But I think you'll come down quickly with something if you take the shot, to be honest.
Have you heard of David Ayoub?
David who?
David Ayoub. He's doing talks on mercury and autism.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very interesting. And he was listing some of the agents that would hold mercury in your system.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting to me because he mentioned aluminum.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, well, geez, if they're spraying us with aluminum oxides in the chemtrails, you know, and promoting the flu shots, then it could hold that mercury in everybody's system a lot longer. He was saying the mercury or the aluminum levels have gone up super high since year 2000.
Water,
the soil, everything.
It is. It's everywhere. And in the 70s, the British medical journal, The Lancet, came out with the first main exposures on aluminum in the brain. And they claimed then, they knew back then, that that's what was bringing on the Alzheimer's in people.
Right.
So you're quite right. It's highly toxic.
And it's quite a coincidence. Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company there, is in charge of both the all the flu shots and everything, and then they're handing out the medication for ADD and ADS and autism.
Well, they always benefit off the sheep, remember? These boys, they're the good shepherds, and they own the money system, and they own the pharmaceutical system, and they pretty well lobby the government to get what they want. So you always make profit off the sheep, and you make profit off their misery, too.
Right.
There's no conscience here. This is all to do with massive profit and controlling the people, and that's the bottom line. We're dealing here with monsters and psychopaths who are inbred Lily has been responsible for a lot of this kind of stuff in the past to do with various drugs that were highly addictive, mm-hmm. that were pushed for donkey's years, again, a long, long time. And they had all the doctors trained that everything was in the patient's head. Meanwhile, the hospital staff were seeing people coming in having convulsions with minor tranquilizers and all the rest of it. It was anything but in their head. These were physical responses to addictive, physical addiction to particular mm-hmm. drugs and so on. But Lily is a pretty rotten flower, and these guys don't mean very... It stinks, too, you know.
Yeah.
Not nice perfume comes off these characters.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I appreciate the time, Alan, on the phone, and just keep up the good work. And I'm trying to spread the word, and I wish everybody would wake up and smell the agenda.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Now, is Rick in California there?
Yeah, so hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing? I'm doing a lot. I'm doing better than I was the other day.
Yeah, I'm keeping out the ice. Got icicles 2 feet long outside there.
Oh, we're getting a lot of rain, which we need in California because it's been dry here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring up something. You know, when you were talking about obedience to authority, and when I was a child, my junior high school teacher had us watch a movie about a high school teacher who did an experiment, a history teacher who did an experiment in his high school called The Wave. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
And you can download it on the internet. I saw it last night again for the first time in 30-something years, or 20-something years, and it's really, it's interesting what they did with these children. They you know, taught them strength through discipline and got them, gave them membership cards and you know, taught them to spy on each other. And then at the very end, when he said they were going to go to an auditorium to hear a speech by a political leader, and then and one guy says, "There is no leader, is there?" And he says, "This is your leader." And he shows them Adolf Hitler, and they all start crying. And mm-hmm. you know, and he told them, you know, most of them, only two people stood up and
yep.
were individuals. Everybody else just went along with the herd. And
yeah, that's right. In fact, I've got a study I might read tomorrow on adults in the same scenario to do with evacuating shopping malls. It's an experiment.
Mm.
The two people who were to lead them out didn't even communicate to each other. Both did the same thing with leading all these adults around in circles forever. Not one complained. But the leaders did tell them there was a shorter route. And not one single person, after half an hour of wandering in circles, asked them where the shorter route was. Only one person left the group of a few hundred.
Wow.
But you see, people are the mass man. They don't think. They've been conditioned to follow and obey. And most people truly are followers, unfortunately, and they'll follow the major lemming down to the sea. Yeah.
Also, I want to bring up. I watched the H.G. Wells' Things to Come again last night.
Yeah.
And because I'd seen it about 10 years ago, back then I didn't know enough. You know, I just thought it was a cool science fiction movie for its time. I didn't know all the stuff about the New World Order and everything. And now it's cool to watch it with the new understanding that you've given me. And it was also interesting to see the peace gas, you know, the chemtrail.
That's right, gassing the people, yeah.
And
gassing for peace, yeah.
And I just want to say this new film, Jericho, that's being put out, this new TV series about, it's almost the same plot line pretty much as Things to Come.
Yeah.
You know, there's war, and then there's chaos, and then there's a plague, and then this new government comes in to fix everything up, but they're really the bad government and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention those things.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Alan.
Now, there's Keith from Texas. Are you there, Keith? Hello, Keith? Okay, Jack from the UK, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's good to speak to you again. Sorry, a bit of a lump in before there.
Yeah.
Last week, right, I met this teenage girl. You'd had one of those chips put in her arms which stops her getting pregnant.
Mm.
And when she told me what it was, that she'd been scratching through her sleeve for all that time,
yeah.
I was hit by, like, I don't know, I was hit from about a million different angles with loads of different emotions. I was just wondering if you could talk about these strange moments that happen when all the things you've been worrying about in your mind and all the agendas kind of hit you at once because of a moment that happens in your
yeah.
life.
Yeah. There's still realistic moments, that's what it is, where you actually come into the physical reality of not just knowing about what is to come, but experiencing it through people. who have already fallen for part of it themselves quite willingly.
Yeah, that was exactly what it was.
And your world sort of kind of stops in it for a split second as everything in your brain just goes around in a circle and then comes together like a gestalt-type experience.
I did look that word up, by the way. It was a cheers for that.
Yeah, and it really does make you stop and look again and see how, it's the fear, because you start to realize that the majority of the public will go for everything that's pushed to them.
Yeah.
It's like cheese to mice. they just want to go for it, and you can't stop them.
It would seem to be. I mean, she was 17 years old, got one of these things in her arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you said, people will sell their souls for convenience.
Yes, they will.
That seems to be what it is. But there was so much going on. I mean, there was the brain chip, of course, but that was in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. The side effects of the chip, which I had to go and look at that night just to get the worry out of my mind, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like I was in the middle of a storm, really.
I know. It truly is. It's like coming out of a dream, and it's still in your mind when you wake up.
And no one noticed. I was in a room of about seven people, and none of them noticed. And then after about 5 minutes, they were like, Jack, what's wrong?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not sure how long it would take to explain to you what just happened.
And I wonder what their reaction would be. They'd probably think it was all quite natural.
There was a couple of them which got an idea of what I was saying to them, but it was hard work,
mm-hmm.
you know, to explain what this meant.
Yes.
It was mainly the Pavlovian side of it which was bothering me the most. The side effects that young woman may have to go through were bad enough. A few days later, I was speaking to a good friend who was explaining to me that one of his friends had been on one of the more primitive prototypes, I guess, of the contraceptive implant. She's on it for 3 years, got it taken out, and has been trying for a year and a half to have a child with no success.
Yeah. Yeah, these things... All of the substitutes that have ever given women that have been heavily targeted towards the female have altered certain chemical responses in their body because they're beginning them synthetics too. Now, synthetics, remember, is not the real thing. It's synthetic.
Yeah.
And it's meant to fool different parts of your glands to this is the real thing, but it's not. It also affects other things which normally shouldn't.
Yes,
and your body can take many years to try to work it. Your body can't just kick in itself when you come off a particular substitute. It will close down if it thinks there's a real substitute there in your body. It'll stop producing its own, and when that is cut off, it doesn't kick in and start secreting right away its own hormones, and it might never kick back in and secrete its own hormones.
And the worst thing, to me, the worst thing about this, the very... people and institutions that did this to them are exactly the same people they look to for test tube babies and all the rest of it.
Of course.
I
just read a letter from a woman in Hollywood. She works in Hollywood and knows all the stars and so on. And she was talking to one friend, going for a walk with her, and just mentioned the brain chip and so on. And this other woman who's up there as well said if she could... be able to speak foreign languages and do a couple of other things and do ballroom dancing, should take it willingly.
So that thing about convenience again, isn't it? But so anything.
You won't be able to stop the general public, unfortunately. They will go for anything that promises them convenience and happiness. They will run for it.
Yes.
And ultimately they'll get their wish because when they have no mind of their own, they will be unable to be unhappy.
So I suppose with a heavy heart, we just have to let them go and get on with our own lives, I suppose.
You have to, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, Alan, and all the best.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Maggie in Texas. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes. Good evening, Alan. About two or three calls ago, the caller mentioned a man who does research on autism regarding mercury and aluminum. The first name was David, but I didn't catch the last name or the spelling of it. Can you give me that? Because I've never heard of this person, and I've done a lot of reading in autism.
He said Iuke.
How do you spell that? Do you know?
I'm not sure myself.
Iuke? It sounds Japanese, maybe, but...
It could be if it's out British Columbia way. And,
is it? Okay.
What I'll do, though, is have him send me the guy's name and maybe a link. I'm sure he's got a website.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm very interested in that because that's one person I've never heard of, and I do a lot of reading on the subject. So.
Yeah, it's a tremendous... we're getting poisoned like crazy. It's scary.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know. I have little autistic nephews, and it just bothers me. Yeah, yeah. There was a huge X over my hometown today in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it all over here, too, from this morning right through the day,
mm-hmm.
in all different directions.
Yeah, yeah. I just got back from a little trip eastward through several states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and it's a little different in each state, but it was extensive in all of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get lots of long-distance truck drivers calling me,
mm-hmm.
and they see it as they go from city to city.
Yeah.
I get lots of reports. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Well, keep up the good work, Ellen.
Okay. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're just finishing up here cutting through the matrix. I thought I'd end this particular night with an article here on how the stock market works. And this is how it is, very simply, how the stock market works, and they copy the boys at the top, you know, the big Rothschild-type characters. Once upon a time in a village, a stranger appeared and announced to the villagers that he would buy monkeys for $10 each. The villagers, seeing that there were many monkeys around, went out to the forest and started to catch them. The man bought thousands at $10, and its supply started to diminish. The villagers stopped their effort. He further announced that he would now buy at $20. This renewed the efforts of the villagers, and they started catching monkeys again. Soon the supply diminished even further, and the people started going back to their farms. The offer increased to $25 each, and the supply of monkeys became so scarce that it was an effort even to see a monkey, let alone catch it. The man now announced that he would buy monkeys at $50 each. However, since he had to go to the city on some business, his assistant would now buy on behalf of him. In the absence of the man, the assistant told the villagers, "Look at all these monkeys in the big cage that the man has collected. I'll sell them to you at $35 each. When the man returns from the city, you can sell them to him for $50 each." The villagers rounded up with all their savings and bought all the monkeys. Then they never saw the man nor his assistant again. Only monkeys everywhere. Now you know how the stock market works. I think that was well put. And that's what it is. It's just a big con game where the big players lead the way. Everyone else watches them through the media, the newspapers, and bets on it. It's a big casino, you see. And thinking that if the winners are in this, then it must be a winner for them too. And they lose their shirts. The cleanup. I keep telling people to read The Robber Barons. Excellent book on how the big boys that run the banks, especially in the United States, got to where they are. With all the scams they pulled in the 1800s into the 1900s, and how they used taxpayers' money and investors' money, and often had governments giving them their investments, in fact, and how they crashed the banks, even in the late 1800s, before the Depression of the 1920s. They'd already done that three times in the 1800s with the public, scammed them all out of their pensions and their savings and all the rest of it, and they got off with it. They got off with it because what they were doing was not illegal. There was nothing written in the books to stop them from doing it, and there's never been anything written into the books to stop them from doing it. George Soros even did that in Britain in the late 80s, early 90s, and he published a half page in a British newspaper admitting that he phoned up two of his buddies and how they crashed the British economy and profited with millions and millions of pounds from the losses of the public, and the British government had to come back to the banks to ask for more money to get them afloat again. That's how arrogant these psychopaths are. And of course, Soros is now like Bill Gates. They're all wonderful philanthropists, you know, doing charity work and funding NGOs that speak on their behalf and demand laws get passed upon you. Well, from Hamish and myself, up in a icy Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.